This podcast contains adult language and crude humor. Listener discretion is advised.
I am not drunk over for once. Also in the vein of unique experiences, things that have never been done ever before on planet Earth, Wooly is a dad! Congratulations, Wooly!
Yay, for the Wooly.
Thralls, balls! They're everywhere!
Thralls, balls! The World of Warcraft podcast with a dirty mind and a clean behind. Hosted by Bentolus, Gershom, Flurby, and Wooly.
What's up, swingers? From the part-time TBHQ in Chicago, welcome to Thralls Balls, episode 132. Wooly, the undisciplined disc priest, is out on daddy leave. I am Gershom, the sassy-ass beast mastery hunter, and I am joined by my bestest boys, Forpy and Bentolus. What's up, guys?
Hey, hey.
What's going on, guys? Hope everyone's doing well. I hope everyone had a safe St. Patrick's Day. Survived. Their livers survived.
Did you? Is that a story
for later? I haven't drank. I have not drank.
Wow. So it's a big thing in Chicago, and I've never been. You know, the whole, like, dyeing the river green? I've lived here for 17 years. I've never been for that.
Yeah, my town had, back home growing up, had, like, a massive parade day. And my running joke was, like, everyone would be like, oh, why are you off? Like, are you going to be out? And my running joke was, any other day of the fucking, that's a Sunday in this town, there's a good chance you could find me wasted out of my goddamn mind by 8 p.m., except for St. Patrick's Day. It's the only day, like, I purposely stay in.
8 p.m.? I remember meeting up with you at the... in fucking Chicago. We were drunk by like 11 a.m. That was amazing.
It depends on my mood.
Yeah, it depends on your mood. Those Jameson shots, those breakfast shots. What were they called?
They're Denny's Grand Slam.
Yeah, Denny's Grand Slam. Forpy, did you do St. Patrick's Day down there in East Texas?
Nope.
I'm sure
nope.
It doesn't sound like it would go over down there.
I don't know anything about it. I don't know when it was. I don't know. Nope.
All right, you guys want to hear a joke? I have a joke.
Yeah, go ahead.
Okay. So a woman who is pregnant unfortunately slips into a coma. And she's, you know, at some point in her pregnancy. And at a certain point afterwards, she wakes up and she's freaked out. She asks the doctor first thing. She's like, what happened? Oh, my baby, what happened? And so the doctor tells her, well, that's fine. You were in a coma. The babies are fine. We delivered twins for you. But because you were in a coma and no one else was here, we allowed your brother to name the children for you. And she flips out. She was like, oh my God, no, my brother's a moron. Don't you dare do that. Well, and the doctor's like, whatever. And so she goes, well, okay, maybe. What did he name the girl? The doctor tells her she had a boy and a girl, twins. And he says he named the girl Denise. She goes, oh, that's not bad. That's okay. All right. I can live with this. And she takes a deep breath and she goes, what did my brother name the boy? And the doctor says, the nephew.
Oh.
I don't get it.
Oh.
It's the brother. So it's Denise and the nephew. The best jokes are the ones you have to explain. Come on.
I went over my head. I don't get it. So.
Listen, do I have to explain it to him? Does Forpy not get it either?
I got it. Oh, I got it.
Okay. Well, we'll just let Ben sit over there in the mist. Anyways, what have you guys been up to in WoW? You got to go first because I'm going to talk a lot.
I could go first. I haven't logged in.
Why? What happened? What
you,
happened no. to your guys' raid thing? The wheel decides. What happened? Okay, well, Forpy, do you want to talk about what you've done in WoW and also your grievances about the wheel?
So let's start with the grievances about the wheel. The grievances about the wheel are it is a great idea. It's a lot of fun. I think what happened is we had quite a few people who wanted to re-roll and do all of that, which is totally cool and fine. But I think they were thinking... I mean, we typically do heroic, and we do pretty well at heroic. We're pretty, you know, competent at it. And I think they thought we were just going to, like, you know, roll over normal at 420 eye level, and they just didn't, I don't know, put in the time to ensure that they were ready for that. And so normal was kind of a bit difficult, which is not our normal experience.
So for people re-rolling, like they didn't take the opportunity to gear up? Because I know you mentioned that last week.
Basically, a bunch of people were up my fucking ass about doing the draft early, doing this, doing that. We do the draft, and then like everyone just like put in, you know, not everyone. There's actually a lot of the classic people put effort in, a lot of new guys who never raided before put effort in. A lot more of my retail raiders who are kind of been around for a while, they kind of put no effort in. So it was really disappointing. Like I did expect... You know, I expect the newer guys to kind of, you know, struggle, but I was hoping the retail guys would at least made an effort to not be absolute sacks of useless shit, but that didn't happen, so.
Yikesies.
Yeah, it was rough, you know.
That's okay. You guys had a grand idea, and I think that's not, it's not the end of it. I think it's a great idea. I'm sure, like, it'll catch on.
It'll be fine. We'll get there eventually, and that's okay.
Yes, and we'll get to things like that in the news. So for my own...
So I've got the Boomy. The Boomy's pretty set, but my buddy Moldy and I were, I think, the only ones who showed up Thursday night because everybody's, you know, kind of doing their own thing right now until we may try to pick up the rating again in like a week or so. We'll see what happens, but until then, everybody's kind of doing their own thing, and so we just ran keys, but I have been healing on my shaman on keys, so, and I think we're going to do that again tonight. I think there's a small group of us who are going to, you know, try to get up to some, like, 15s or so tonight, and just have a good time, take it easy, have some fun keys, that sort of thing. So, yeah, there's still some of us playing.
Yeah, very nice. I know, it's a bit of a content drought right now, which is weird, because we have a lot of news, which we'll get to, but it does, it feels weird sometimes. All I really did, honestly, even for me, like casual, I didn't do a whole lot. I finished my Forsaken Heritage armor, which was cool.
Nice.
Yeah, he's not 70 yet. He's like 54. And I know at like 58, he can go to Dragonflight. And also I'm kind of sitting on time walking next week. I think there's a time walking event next week. So I could probably get him to at least like, high.
I'm pretty sure we're at like 6 weeks in a row with time walking, which means typically at the end the new patch drops.
It's not in a row. No, it was Battlegrounds this week.
Nah.
So it's not doing the 6 weeks thing. Because they did that last year and I got the mount for it for doing like six time walkings in a row or whatever. So they're not doing the whole like pushing time walking. It's just on regular schedule again. But I've been waiting for this time walking. I know it drops on April 2nd because I'm going to get my last time walking mount. And then I will officially be done. Unless I want to level in time walking, I'll be done. I'm going to get the Legion Hippogriff, which is the last mount I'm missing for that. So that'll be cool. Anyways, and then I worked on my Warlock, just trying to get her last little pieces of gear upgraded. Like, I've ranted about this currency drop. It's ridiculous. I don't like it. It seemed like at the end it got, like, really gnarly for me. And so like, if she doesn't finish this week, then I'll probably just be done. Like, I don't even know why I'm doing it. It's just, like, a completionist mindset, honestly. But she's 465 and Gershom capped out at 467. So I'm like, is she going to be higher? Because she has like two pieces left to upgrade. So I don't know. She might be, but it's fine. And then I started my Worgen Heritage and I haven't finished that yet. So probably tonight I'll get my Worgen Heritage armor. Is there anything else you guys did? Or do you want to move on to the WoW news, motherfuckers?
We could do news.
Okay,
let's do the news.
There's a lot of it. Let's do it.
Time for WoW news, motherfuckers.
Okay, so I think the first thing that everyone's talking about, and I feel like you guys are going to tell me that you didn't do it at all, but did you participate in the Plunder Storm at all? 10.2.6, the patch thing freaking out. So
no.
It's like a PUBG thing. Did you see it or do you not want to? Okay. Like, what are your guys' thoughts on this?
Okay, so first off, it's not a PUBG. You cannot make a battle royale game without having a first player mode. It doesn't belong in WoW. Sorry. Like, a battle royale, I think, belongs in like a Overwatch type of game. I don't think it belongs in WoW. I don't know. I just to me, it was just like a totally fucking useless patch, and just kind of solidifies my thoughts on why I'm not logging in right now.
I think it's an interesting thing. I don't know. I kind of disagree with Ben on this. Like, I think it's, I don't know. It's interesting. I think people are having a really good time with it and seem to like it. And I think it's, you know, it seems like, I don't know, something interesting to do and try. It's not for me. I don't PvP. I don't like to PvP. So, you know, I'm not going to participate just on that. But I can see why people like it. And I think it's cool that they're, you know, trying some stuff. And yeah, a lot of people out there seem to kind of dig it. So,
and I'm not hating it if you like it. I'm just talking more from a personal, that's like just a straight personal opinion how I feel about it.
No, you're totally good. So, my experience was that I'm not overly stoked with it. Like, my first thing was like, oh, I don't want to do PvP at all. And then I ended up getting into my cups a little bit, and I was talking with Craig. And he was like, come on, bro, let's do a little bit of it. And I was like, okay. So we hooked up and we went in there. And I understand that you're supposed to die immediately, but like, it just didn't feel good to me. And like, I don't know, like the whole thing was just weird. I didn't get anything. I did three games. I didn't get anything. So I don't know. People are like, oh, you get so much stuff if you just try it the first few casual times. And I'm like, I ran around, I got some chests, I got some gold, but like, I didn't get all that great stuff. So I'm kind of over it. I know a lot of people who are into it. And then it was so stupid. So I was like, I jumped into Aaron's stream, friend of the show, Aaron, your Stan and Tolis, jumped into his stream.
He streamed. Nobody fucking told me he streamed.
Aaron DNR, twitch.tv/AaronDNR. Is he live right now? You should go watch and say hi to him. Anyways, so I watched with him and I was kind of getting FOMO. And then I was like, I went back and I tried it one more time by myself and I still wasn't feeling it. So I guess that's my overall, just like I'm just not feeling it. So we did have like a little Twitter post, slash blue post from Holly Longdale. She said, fun to see players sharing Plunderstorm stories and the feedback as the event evolves. We have season 4 coming up and new soon for all you PvEers. Curious what we have in store for you. Not sure why she put a panda and a firework emoji. I'm thinking that it's going to be that time walking. We mentioned it. I'm trying to snap my fingers, but we mentioned it with something like a time walking extravaganza Pandaria thing. So I don't know what that is. And then Ms. Longdale finished up by saying, we are experimenting leading up to the War Within. Still more on tap. Hashtag World of Warcraft. So she likes to yank us around. It's confirmed now. That's just what she's doing.
That's interesting.
What do you think? Anything or just...
I can't. I don't know what the event would be or what they're going to plan. But I mean, I don't know. I don't know. There's a
Pandaria time walking is one of my least favorite ones, too. Like, I'll do all of them. I've done them all and I'm about to be finished with all of them. But Pandaria is like, I don't know. A lot of people say it's their favorite expansion now, too. But I'm wondering, like, oh, do you having like past regrets? Like, oh, that was a cool expansion. I've always earmarked it as one of the most visually stunning expansions, but it wasn't my favorite. So,
I'll tell you, if you know, we're doing time walking in there, the dungeons are really nice because they're not very long and they're kind of, I don't want to say like easy, but they're
That's
minimally.
True. They're pretty predictable.
Yeah. The demand is minimal. So, yeah. I do like that. I don't know. I guess we'll kind of see, right? Like,
yeah, we'll see. Ben, touch on that, or do you want to just move forward?
Nah, I was just, you know, it's. I mean, if you're having fun with the Moog, like, you know, I'm happy for you. I just, this was not what I was expecting or looking for with this patch.
What were you looking for? That's a good question.
I was looking more just like a little, you know, story progression, maybe a little.
I thought
like,
we were gonna get like a cinematic or something,
maybe, you
or
know,
some sort of sneak peek into the expansion. Like, oh, we're looking west.
And it like, might have been like a nice way for them to, like, if they wanted to try something new with Mythic Plus, to be like announce it and kind of get people's like feedback. Like, they just like, I don't know, I'm just. It's a pretty, in my opinion, with the, you know, they already announced it's going to be like a faded season. It's pretty much done. Like, what more, you know, like, just share.
Well, so here's the thing. Like, here's what I think the problem is, well, I have two thoughts about this, right? The first is they kept it under wraps and they kept it so secret that I think the expectation of what they were doing was growing in the community. And then for them to release this, it was kind of like, oh, okay.
People are loving it, though. I mean, people are not only loving that addition to the content, but they loved the whole, like, buildup. Like, they really liked Blizz sort of yanking their balls around. Like, I don't know how else to explain it.
I have this sneaking suspicion, okay, that because it has its own kind of look, it has its own logo, it's got an interesting gameplay mode. I'm not so sure that this wasn't maybe part of an expansion in the future that they're not going to release.
Or a new game. Yeah.
Or even a new game that they decided not to release. And so they've kind of thrown the one part of it that they wanted to out on it. Does that make sense what I'm saying?
They basically took a whole nother game concept they're probably working on. They threw a bunch of WoW related shit into it and called it a day.
Well,
that's what I think.
I mean, I remember a time, I think it was like maybe 2019, maybe 2020, when I felt like Blizz had the cap on all the kinds of games. Like, Hearthstone was popping. Fucking Overwatch was popping. It's like, oh, you have your FPS or your PUBG, you have your Magic the Gathering type sort of TCG games, and then you have WoW, and then all of a sudden it all just fucking imploded
because Blizzard is very good at creating ideas and having great ideas and creating a good story. They're horrible at managing it.
Yeah, that's true, it's sad, but it's true.
And it's like, it's not just like a WoW issue, it's just like a Blizzard game issue. They consistently miss the mark on what their consumers are looking for.
Well, I'm glad at least they're experimenting with more like player feedback and stuff. Like, they're much more on the social medias now. I mean, back in the day, it was like you didn't interact with devs like that, you know? So, I mean.
Yeah, no, I must say, I think they did. Like, that doesn't mean to say, like, I think Dragonflight's been an overwhelming success. I think they've done a great job of making the game a little bit more seasonal, respecting a player's time now. You know, you don't have to log in and play the whole time. Like, you basically kind of just go all out the first month or two, and then you kind of just raid log, right? I think they made great moves there. I think they made, you know, raid gear for a while was just not worth the time and effort because it was just easier to do Mythic Plus. And I think they've done a good job of making raid gear, you know, more competitive with the upgrade system. And, you know, I think they just, you know, they need to just, you know, there's a couple of things they want to work on. I think they just, for me, I enjoyed every patch they've done, but this one, like, really completely missed the mark.
Okay.
Yeah, but you gotta stick with it, and you gotta like progress with it and progress what you're sticking
with.
Yeah,
I look at this as I think they've taken five steps forward here, and like here they took maybe in the way they're handling season four, they've taken maybe like a half a step, maybe a full step on a bad day back.
I just wanna say though, I am so glad that we have potentially dodged a bullet of having an entire expansion be fucking pirates, because pirates are stupid. So
yeah, I'm not into it. Everyone on Twitter was like, oh my god, pirates, and I'm like, I don't have the mog. Like, it makes sense, but I'm just like, I love my friends who love the pirates and love the ninjas, but I never really engage with either one of those like tropes.
Yeah, no, I mean, I hear you. Like, I think a whole expansion would have been a little too much, but I would have been cool with, like, an opening war within, like, maybe the first raid is, like, a pirate themed, you know, like, pirates are working together with the bad guys or something.
Freehold. Oh, yeah. I love Freehold. I don't remember who's the stream I was watching this week. Oh, it was Aaron's again, but I was like, yeah, the Plunderstorm part of the music has like the Freehold pirate music. And I was like, I'm just going to come here for the music again. Like, it's so good.
But it doesn't necessarily mean, so we'll see what happens. Actually, for being, I'm actually considering joining you guys tonight if there's a spot, like, just playing.
Bent, there's always a spot for you.
What are you guys doing?
We're doing keys. We're 15s. Doing keys, bro.
You're doing 15s, bro.
Well, we'll probably work up to 15s. I'm not saying we're going to do 15s.
I don't know. I do need to do something. Anyways, so for the rest of the news, I think last week we touched on the Torghast abuse powers that those guys got banned. So for anyone who didn't remember.
Why did they get banned? I think a ban is a little too heavy-handed. I think they should have just been, hey, guys, you clearly exploited.
I don't know how long they got banned for. I don't know. I didn't read the whole article. I just did the thing. And by the way, Swingas, all these links are in the show notes. If you happen to come listen, that we're going to have links for you.
I'm a dum-dum. I don't know this. I don't know this story, and I keep up with stuff pretty well, but I didn't know this story.
Do you
want to
tell that, or do you want to?
I'm sorry.
Go ahead.
So there was ways where, like, it was, I think it was specifically, like, mages, and it might have been fire mages or whatever, but basically what you would do is you go in, like, you start a Torghast run, right? And you would run through, kill shit, collect your powers, and you would get so beefed up, and there was something with the code specifically.
It was warlocks.
Mages.
They were warlock porting people into like Waycrush Manor 30s.
And they would start. They would start the key. They would have the warlock have a gate up, and they would summon him, and he would just like come in and do like 50 million damage, like just annihilate it. Like we're talking like 10 minute. Funny. 30
30 would be done in like 7 minutes or something. Like it was crazy.
But it was weird. It was only fucking mages for some reason. I don't know why.
Was it? I missed that part of it. I don't know. I just know that the participants got banned, and I don't know for how long. So I'm not a very good reporter. I'm just.
Yeah, so, like, my thing here is, like, they have, fun. Yeah, they exploit it. Like, give them, like, a week suspension and call it that. Like, remove them, obviously, from any, Race to World First consideration, right?
I agree with you for that. I feel like, okay, ha-ha, very funny, tee-hee-hee. Yeah. Like, okay, maybe a month tops, but well, do you have to suspend an entire account? I don't know.
Were they in contention for the end of season title? Because
that's what I'm saying. I'm saying like remove anyone who abused this. Just take remove their IO score.
Yeah. Okay. That's the only thing I could see if it was like there's end of season considerations coming up.
But it wasn't like they even like they did the raid and stuff and they set like records in the raid, but they never like they found it like a bug and they're just like
was it one particular guild who was doing this or just like random people. No.
Just mages. It was random mages all over. It's just I don't know
why it was mages. That's so weird.
Sounds like some echo bullshit.
I don't think it was any of the. It's actually a lot of I think Chinese. I think it was like a Chinese team who figured it out.
Yeah,
figures right.
I mean that yes, that actually does not. Yeah. There's just there's been a lot of exploits there before, so.
That's true. Okay. Also in the news, as we move forward through several news points, season 4 is, air quotes, several weeks away. Roadmap says pre-patch events are at the end of June. So I don't know what they're going for here. What do you, several means like more than 3 or 4. So we're at the end of March. Like, are we going to get season 4 at like the end of April and then only 3 months of season 4?
We would have had the Mythic Plus or the Heroic season. So that's, we have to wait until they announce the Heroic 6 weeks in a row. So typically you get those 6 weeks, you get a week when the patch drops, and then like the content opens up the following week.
So they say several weeks. So it'll probably be like mid-April then.
I would say we get an announcement. I think we get an announcement like mid-April, and it probably drops last week of May, first week of June.
But they're saying that pre-patch events are at the end of the June, at the end of the June. Sorry, June. So we're based on your theory, we're only gonna have a month of season 4 to run 4 raids and get them all on normal. I don't know. It seems weird.
It's a very easy season. Like most guilds that do heroic are just gonna go straight to heroic, and because you get the powers, the faded powers, so you do like an affix, but you get a massive damage buff. So I would say, like, I know for 85% for sure, our guild is, we're just going to say, we're going to be really strict about gear and shit and just say, hey, we're only doing heroic.
Well, maybe. Flarps, anything?
I don't know. They may run faded while they're doing the pre-patch stuff. I mean, I don't see why those are mutually exclusive.
Yeah, that's true, too.
That's a good point.
It's not like a normal tier, right, where you get a new raid and stuff. They might just say, hey, fuck it, we're turning it all on. Because it's new, it's same raids, same dungeons we've done, you know, just different affixes. The only thing they need to do is really look at any spec that chose a tier set that wasn't season 3 and just tune it accordingly. But you're right. There's probably not a lot of work to do.
Well, then I'm actually going to skip ahead in the news. And some of these things maybe weren't all that important, but season 4 actually is called Awakened, Ben. So grats for you. And the reason I was beefing about the lack of time is that for clearing all the normals, you get a mount. So you get the kind of foxy flying, I call him like the never ending story guy. Some people didn't like that guy. It was like the worm that was like a fox. It was like the Ardenweald guy.
Yeah,
I like him. He looks cool. I have a couple of them. I don't use them all the time, but it's cool. But so season 4 is called Awakened. Ben called that way back in the day. I think like months and months ago, last year even. He was like, they're going to call it Awakened. So yeah, it is called Awakened. And you get this thing for clearing all the normal raids. You get this mount. So that's why I was sort of jumping ahead and beefing about the potential lack of time. I mean, given that situation, I feel like if you only have 4 weeks to do season 4, you're going to have to do one raid every week, which I guess is doable. I mean, can I come in collected company and do it with you guys on normal? But you guys are just going to go jump right to heroic.
I think... I like that they do this, right?
I could LFR. It's not a big deal. I do that all the time, but yeah.
But last time they didn't offer the mount in LFR. It had to be normal enough, right? And so
that is one thing. Oh yeah, I think I made a mistake. I think you're right.
It's usually normal enough. And that was the big issue last time, right? Is that, well, this sort of leaves people who don't run anything like LFR. It leaves them out. And I think that's kind of a bummer, right? I think, you know.
It kind of is. Yeah, I feel like I would like to be able to do it on LFR. Like, no disrespect to y'all who do it on heroic all the time and grind it out, but I don't know, like end of the season shit. Like, can we just have it?
But I do think it also creates a chance. I think there's an extra strategy here too, that it creates a chance for guilds who are trying to build for the next expansion to find people to potentially run with who otherwise wouldn't do raid, right? Or you know what I mean? So like if we run normal or heroic, we might be able to pick up quite a few people who are kind of at that point where, you know, I'm not really raiding with anybody, but I want them out. So they join up guilds. So I think it does help with some recruitment going into the next season. So there is this like added benefit that I think people don't think about. Like now's our prime recruitment time for next expansion. And this helps us recruit. And so I think there's that weird benefit there.
No, it's not weird. That's actually that's a good point. And something I never considered either. So Ben, what do you think about it?
I think Ben's on the phone with his mama.
Oh, his work call.
His mama called him.
Oops.
His mom called him, so we can make...
Oh, I didn't
we
see can that. Make, I have the make. Notes up. It's okay. So guess what, Flurpy?
It's just me and you right now.
Yeah, it is.
This is weird. I'm uncomfortable.
Are you?
No.
Sorry. No. The dungeon rotation was confirmed. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
All Dragonflight dungeons are included. I literally, my notes said, like, wax how stoked I am. I'm super excited about that for all the things I said last week. So, like, these dungeon rotations, these Dragonflight dungeons, I know them like the back of my hand. So I was like, oh, I could maybe do them on Mythic Zeros and get some better gear, maybe. But also, those are going to be Mythic sense. So I don't know, but I'm excited because I am definitely going to dip my toes into that. Like I said, I mean, just to touch base on last week or 2 weeks ago, I'm so sick of looking for like baby keys and finding a key that I just have no fucking idea what I'm doing. Like, I don't want to do Vault of the Wardens anymore. I don't want to do the guy who jumps around on the platforms and he's like, ha ha ha, I'm the prisoner. Like, bro, I'm not familiar with you anymore. I haven't played Legion for, you know, 8 years or whatever. Like, I'm playing Dragonflight. So I think this is cool.
Yeah, I think it's, you know, I think it's exciting. I think it's, you know, kind of sort of technically last week. I mean, but I think we kind of all knew this was going to happen. Yeah, I think it's good. And, you know, I've talked to some people who started since Dragonflight kind of began, and they've never really ran many of the Dragonflight dungeons because, you know, they leveled, maybe they ran some while they were leveling, but then as soon as they hit it, all the Mythic Plus ended up being other stuff or just parts of the Dragonflight stuff.
Yeah,
and
exactly.
So they're pretty excited to experience, I think, some of those dungeons that they haven't experienced. I still think some of the dungeons are designed really well for Mythic Plus, and some of the dungeons are a little bit of a pain for Mythic Plus. But, you know, hey, we're going to do it. It's going to be okay.
I mean, what are your thoughts, like, particularly? I'm just asking because, like, I play them on the Hunter and Warlock, which are, like, the two easiest classes to play in the whole game. So I don't know. Like, I feel like those classes that I play, I can hang in like low key mythics, and I just don't because I'm always doing something else. But this might actually give me the motivation to run some more mythics, some more baby mythics, you know, even with you guys.
So, like, Ruby Life Pools is great. It's fun. It's quick. It's
a fun one to run. I love Ruby Life Pools. Okay. The thing about Ruby Life Pools is on a Hunter, that dance is really fun with all the little spots of fire. And then you get the thing that makes you blow up. And that's fun because, like, as a Hunter, you're super mobile. And then I do that on my Warlock and I'm like, oh, I check my DPS and it's nothing because I'm just running out of damage all the time and I can't cast anything. So.
Yeah, so let's see. So Ruby Life Pools I like a lot. I guess
Halls,
like,
of Infusion is long.
Halls of Infusion's long. I don't really love the Noku defensive or offensive, not defensive.
I don't think anyone likes that one. I don't hate it. Because no one can ever collaborate on where the fuck you're supposed to be.
That's
with the flying thing. Yeah.
And if people don't know where to go, then it's like, it gets and a little
mythics, that's a mess. Yeah. It's like, oh, heroic, no big deal. Like, whatever, you res and run, whatever. But like in mythics, you don't need that loss on the counter, right?
Yeah. And that can be that gets a little tough and a little annoying. Let's see what else. Like, I've always liked
Neltharis is long, but it's not hard. It's long, but if you can blow through it, it's not hard. It's really, it felt like Neltharis was like a very long DPS check.
Yeah, that's true. I like Algathar Academy. I know some people don't, but I really like that one a lot.
It's one of my favorite ones. I love it. I love that place.
I don't like Olderman Legacy. It's a little long, and some of the trash, especially when you get to Fortified Weeks, are going to be just a total nightmare on that one. And then I think we covered all of them.
I think so.
Oh, Azure Vault. Azure Vault can be okay.
It's gonna be interesting to see also what these affixes do to the dungeons that I'm so familiar with. Like I said, like, I've been waxing poetic, like, oh, I know these dungeons like the back of my hand, but like, you throw like a Fortified in there, you throw like a different affix in there, like, it's gonna affect me differently. But I'm also sort of looking forward to trying my hands at mythics finally. I think that's cool. I think I could get used to some affixes. You know, I listened to podcasts where people was like, oh, this week it was like Fortified and, you know, tyrannical or whatever, and I'm like, I don't know what that means. Like, I'm literally looking forward to the chance to see what this means, even if I have to lay down on the ground and die, at least I'll learn something, right? And I think that's cool. Yes. I think that's a neat opportunity that they gave us.
Let's see. I think we covered all of them. I don't think we're missing any. I'm going on memory. But I'm glad you're going to try it. Like, I think that that's the thing, right? I think that whatever Blizzard does, they have to figure out ways to ensure that people try these dungeons and try Mythic Plus, because it's a big part of the game. It is fun, and it always makes me sad when people are like, oh, I don't do Mythic Plus. Because I didn't for a long time. I hated it for the longest time. But I genuinely find it to be one of the best parts of the game at this point. So yeah,
that's cool. So you turned around like your thought and you did it, and yeah, hopefully this system will help some other people like have that realization where they can enjoy mythics and enjoy dungeons. So speaking of mythics, the Keystone Master mount has been revealed. It's cool looking Kodo. Have you seen it? Did you see it?
No, I'm looking at it right now.
There's a link in the show notes. Swingos and Flurpy. It's got lightning on his skin. He's neat. Lightning on his horns, pretty cool. I like that. And then, oh my gosh, I think we have like two or three more pieces of news, and then we'll get through this.
That is a cool. I like that.
Isn't he nice?
That's
neato. He's like blue. He's neat.
Oh, I'm gonna get that one. I like it.
I know you're gonna get him. You got. What was our joke where half of Ben's mounts were like Keystone Master mounts?
That's all he's got is Keystone mounts. Keystone no,
and
a couple
and
raids.
Class halls.
Class halls. He's got nothing else.
Oh my gosh. It's so funny. And so then, if you have previously gotten the Evoker legendary Nazuro or whatever, Slide Whistle, sorry, didn't get it. And Feralath, the two-handed axe that drops off Phyrak, they're going to be upgradable in season 4. I don't know what this means. You guys are readers. There's a link in the show notes. Like, do you know anything about that? Or
I don't. I mean, okay. I would guess, like, when they say upgradable, you can just... I don't know if they mean, like, you can upgrade your
current one. I guess it's
one.
Just going to be more compatible with... like the expansion with the War Within. So it's gonna be like, it's not, I hope what they're doing for people who got those is that it's not like a throwaway item, because you know, like I feel over the past couple expansions, like they have been doing away with what's it called, like borrowed power.
Yeah,
right. And so this is sort of, okay, you got this legendary, you can upgrade it. It's probably going to last you somewhat into the next expansion because you worked hard to get it, right?
Oh, so they can upgrade it to a season 4. Okay, yeah, no, I see that now.
So I'm not sure how that's going to work because I don't do the upgrades and the raid stuff, but that's what I'm hoping for.
Yeah, I mean, they should make that, because if, like, you did get that and then suddenly it's useless to you, that's a really bad feeling. So I like that.
It's a bad feeling. That's what borrowed power does. Like, with the Heart of Azeroth, it's like, wow, we put so much work into this, and now look, I get a fucking blue drop off my first boss kill, and it's better than everything that I worked, honestly, sometimes months for, like, depending on how casually or not you were playing, so... Yeah, so that's nice. I feel
that,
like,
is good.
Overall, there's like a move away from borrowed power, so that's good. And then we have the goodest boy. You can get the Tyvan mount. There's links in the show notes here, and I don't want to wax about it forever, but basically, if you do every single achievement in Dragonflight, you can get Tyvan as a mount. And Tyvan is, for those of you who don't remember, he's in the Onaran Plains. You do a quest chain with him, and he's displaced, he's unhappy, he's a big boy, he's a big red doggy, and he's so cute, and you just want to run up and grab his scruff and just sleep on his chest and all
is
that.
Is he cute?
He's cute. Is he? My god, he's cute. I love dogs. I'm sorry.
I do too, but this plus that list of achievements
the achievements is nasty. It's bad.
Longer it's bad. Than the weird feathers coming off of him.
Okay, don't shame his weird feathers, but yes.
Oh, I'm shaming him.
The achievements are bad. Like, as a casual, I only have Pathfinder. I have nothing on this. And I will say that parts of it are achievable, grindable. You could do it out. But what I don't like is that there's some things that are kind of RNG-based. Like, oh, you have to bring these items to this guy, and the items only drop, like, you know, randomly off a boss or in the scary vaults, the Zyskira vaults or whatever. Like, I feel like a lot of people probably had more progress on this than me, but I checked my progress and all I had was Pathfinder. I had nothing. So I'm feeling a little discouraged, which sucks because I've been a huge proponent of Tyvan. I love him. I love him. I actually have two red Bakars that look like Tyvan because I love him as a pet. But I mean, it's out there. Go get Tyvan. He's the goodest boy. And I think the item you get when you complete the meta achievement is called like Leash of the Good Boy or it something is
good,
like
Good Boy's Leash.
Yeah, it's so cute.
But yeah, I guess whatever.
You hate it.
Sorry, I don't like it. But I'm also not going to do that many achievements. Like, there's so much stuff on there I'm never even going to think about doing. But hey, you know, for the completionists, I think it's a nice reward, especially for people who don't
There's people out there who are going in on it. And I'm like, I don't know. I'd rather just go farm, like, other mounts. Like, I'd rather go run, like, Torghast and get, like, other mounts.
Yeah, but I think for players like you, right, because it's not requiring you to do super high end, like, you don't have to do it on Mythic, right? You just have to do...
It is. I'm just discouraged by the RNG. Like, that's the one thing. It's like, if it was one thing that I could grind out, if it was, like, 20 achievements I could grind out, I would do that. But there's some of these where it's like, oh, you have to have this item, like, return this item to the guy. And it's like that item only drops off a world boss, you know? So it's like, so even if the world boss spawns and you get there, which probably not because everyone's farming it and you won't even get there. And then if it drops and it's just, it's a mess. I don't know. It feels a little messy to me. That's my final statement. I feel like if you want to make it that big of a meta achievement, like, Lore Master was easier to me than this
show. Yeah.
Like, Lore Master was something you could just go fucking do. Go find the quest and do it. And it was hard and it took a long time and you did it. That's a meta achievement. But, like, integrating this RNG into it, I don't know. It's just uncomfy to me, but...
Yeah, no, I mean, I'm not going to do it, so I'm good.
Is Bent back?
He went away.
He's
got things going on. It's me and you. We're holding the fort down.
Do you want to do the mixed drink of the week? Fuck yeah.
Yeah, but it's only me guessing.
Okay, that's okay. You gotta say the thing though.
Is it the thing where I say the yeah with the fuck? The fuck yeah?
Yeah, fuck
the
yeah.
Fuck yeah.
Yeah, mixed drink of the week. Fuck yeah.
There we go. I said it. Mixed drink of the week. Fuck yeah. Such bad language.
It's time for the mixed drink of the week. Fuck yeah! Fuck yeah!
All right, we are here in the mixed drink of the week. Fuck yeah! It was my drink this week. It's very good. I'm having these good kind of drunken conversations with the Flurposaurus over here. So I made the Amyrdrasil. And I guess Ben took a phone call. He is incognito right now. So, Flurps, what do you think is in the Amyrdrasil? My only hint is that it's a mixed drink.
Okay. Do this for me.
You're making demands already?
No, hold on. So it's a mixed drink. I got to think about this.
God forbid I challenge you to think.
Well, hold on. So, like, I'm thinking, like, tree. I'm thinking, like, nature-y. Okay. Elderflower liqueur.
No, you're too fancy already.
God.
I shouldn't do that. I'm not supposed to do that.
Okay, it's good quality absinthe that you actually got imported from Europe. It's elderflower liqueur.
As a single mom, I can definitely get
and it's
imported liqueurs.
And it's lemons that you grew on your own lemon tree. How close am I?
The lemon tree that my neighbor pissed on. Never mind.
That's my guess.
Fuck it. No.
I don't understand.
All right. Okay. The Amir Drasil is, it's really simple. It actually is. It's so funny because we talked shit about it last week, but it's Svedka, mango, pineapple, vodka. Stay with me now. Okay. Hold on. So it's got Svedka, mango, pineapple, vodka in it. One shot. And then you're going to take about two shots worth of a Monaco black raspberry drink. If you guys don't know what this is, I will put a picture in the host chat, and I have a picture of the drink too. And then I top that off with Sprite, and I put a skewer of blueberries on it, and I felt very Amir Drasil. It's kind of sunny. It's got like a sunny, fun, berry-ish taste, and I'm enjoying it. And yeah, it's really good. It's the Amir Drasil. It's like, it's the new tree, you know. It's sunny and it's berry-ish and it's fun, and I just think it was great. So Flurpy, do you want to send me off? I'll take one sip for the pot.
Oh wait, I gotta do the thing over the lips, through the gums. Watch out, asshole, here it
comes.
Hey,
you got that's a
did no, I get it
no,
right
no,
did I get it
right? Yeah, you got it good. All right. Mm-hmm. Oh, it's really good. Yeah, this is like my third one, so we're good.
Today, since we've started?
Yes. Yeah. Nice. Well, not since we started.
Well, I meant like, okay, yeah.
Since like noon. I mean, it's Sunday, whatever.
I approve.
I don't, hold on. Wooly may have to edit this out, but I don't know how long we've been going.
We've been going for 57, or a little bit less, like probably like 50 minutes.
Shit. I don't know where Bent went. I was going to do the, oh yeah, he said need to answer my mom. Willie can edit this out. Well, I guess it's up to us. Like, I don't really want to do the trivia.
Oh, you cannot do trivia with just me.
Yeah.
Because I will not get anything right. I don't know what I'm doing. I mean, you could ask me questions and just make fun of how stupid I am if you want to do that for the next little bit.
No, I don't want to do that. That might be your thing. That's not my thing.
No, I mean, what are we doing there? That's not a good look for us.
Well, then, I mean, I guess since Bent had to dip, then we can just call it a shorter one. That's
call
fine.
It a shorter one. It's okay. Ain't nothing
it's
wrong
cool.
with that.
Let's wrap that up. We got, you know, you do what you do. Time. You got what you got, and you wrap it up.
You know, dreams were made. Hearts were broken. This is how this goes sometimes.
Is that true? Are you having fun?
I'm always, every week.
Okay, good. Well, do you have any final thoughts before we go? Before I say sorry to Wooly for it being a short one, I'll save my Forsaken trivia for next time.
I'm just really happy and excited for Wooly that they have a healthy baby and they are home and all of that stuff. And I miss him. I miss him so much. I think about him a lot, and I can't wait for him to be back. And this was still fun doing this today. Basically just me and you winging it.
It was us. We were winging it. Yeah. Congrats, Wooly, again on the baby. Healthy baby girl. Beautiful. Oh, he's back now.
Now he's back.
Up the show. Ben, we were wrapping it up without you. I don't know. This may require some editing. I think we're good to just leave it. It's fine. It's a shorter one. It's a shitty kind of weird like content drought season anyways. So yeah, I guess on top of that, thank you swingers for listening. Congratulations, Wooly, on the baby. Congratulations to your beautiful wife, Shailene. She's a boss. All women are bosses. It's still Women's Month, by the way. It's March. So there you go. I've given birth twice. I know what she went through. It's there. It's a thing.
I've been there for one, so I pretty much understand what it's like.
Yeah, that's what y'all like to say.
I get it.
Oh yeah.
It's not that complicated.
Does it feel like taking a big shit? No, it doesn't. No. If taking a big shit ripped your guts apart. Oh, and by the way, fun fact, did you guys know that the calories burned giving birth is the same as if you ran a marathon?
Really?
Yeah. So run 26 miles next time. And by the way, I've seen pictures of people running marathons whose like nipples bleed. So I don't know. Fun thought to go on.
Sure. Okay. Things you learn. So I have this great picture. This is totally, well, it's kind of related. So when my wife was giving birth to our daughter, she, one of the last pictures that we took before my daughter was actually born, my wife was demanding an epidural, and I said something, God knows what it was, that was totally probably not supportive or helpful in the moment.
It wasn't.
No, it definitely. I mean, it definitely wasn't. I know me.
There's nothing you could do in that moment.
No. And so she's like flipping me off right from the hospital bed and smiling.
And you took a picture.
And I took a picture of it, right? Well, so for our, I don't remember what it was the Mother's Day after our daughter was born. I made her like a book, right? Like how you can like make a little book, and it was a children's book. Yeah, and it was like, I had my nieces and nephews do the illustrations and I wrote the story. And so again, the last is like the dedication to Liz, and it's that picture. And it's my favorite thing ever. So yeah,
there you go. I love it. No, that is beautiful. There's not a lot I remember about giving birth to my daughters, but I do remember with the first one, it was, you know, it's a process, and baby daddy was laying down on the daddy bed, you know, that little shitty cot.
Oh, yeah.
It's like over there. Oh, yeah. And you're snuggled up on that thing with your shitty hospital blanket. It's horrible. You're suffering so bad. And I was like, this is happening. She's coming. Wake up. And I had like a stuffed animal with me that I wanted. And I threw it at his face, and I was like, boink. I like banged him in the head with the stuffed animal. And that was the most violent thing I did. But yeah, flipping you up, that's about right. I would love to hear from Wooly what Shailene went through, because it's a process. Even with the epidural, it's a process. I got him too. I was like, you're still in pain. I don't know how the women do it without it.
I don't understand. I wouldn't. No,
I don't get it.
There's no way I wouldn't do it without an epidural. But
no way you would do it.
This podcast took an interesting turn here at the end, didn't it?
Anyways, all right, I guess we're gonna go on ahead and get out of here. Swingers, let me pull up my show notes. Yes, final thoughts were about babies, apparently. Follow us in the places. Wooly is at Wooly08, two O's, two L's, and a Y, Twitter and Instagram. I am at Hunter Gershom, G-E-R-S-H-O-M on Twitter. Gershom has two R's on Instagram, although I don't really check it. Just follow me on Twitter. And we have Bentolas _outlaw on Twitter, Bentolas. And I'm going to try and spell Fleecy the Flurpy. Fleecy, Fleecytha Flerpy.
There you go.
He made that account just for us. You can hit us up on @ThrallsBallsPod. Twitter, Instagram, TikTok, and you can email us with reviews, show notes, anything you want to talk about at thrallsballspodcast@gmail.com. And I think we're gonna call it a day. Yeah?
Yeah, I'm out of here. Bye.
All right, bye. Love you guys. Be good. Say bye for real.
Bye for real.
Bye for real. Okay.